chapter 2, Mishnah 10, Haim Amru Shlesha Devarim, that each said three things. Each of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said three things. So Rabbi Lezer Omer, he was the first one, he said, Yihi chavod chavarcha chaviv alecha kishelach. Good word, that the honor of your friend should be as precious to you as your own honor. You should look after his honor like you're looking after your honor. Valtir nach lekos, you should be slow to get to become angry. Veshum yom echad lifnei misascha, and you should do teshuva, you should repent one day before your death, right? So the famous vort, how do you know when it's one day before your death? And the answer is, so you should be doing teshuva every day. Vahavei mischamem keneged uran shel chachamim, this is an interesting one, and that you should warm yourself beside the fire of the chachamim, means that you should, when you're learning from the sages, you should draw near to them, listen to their words, like someone who comes to a fire to warm themselves up. But at the same time, a fire can burn. He says, "Vahevei zahir bechaltan shelo tekaved," that you should be careful of the coals so that you don't get burnt. Sheneshichasan neshichas shual, that their bite is the bite of a fox. Vakitzasan akitzas akrav, and their sting is the sting of a scorpion. Ulechishasan lechishas saraf, and the hiss is the hiss of a serpent. Which are each one is a step down. The fox is a bite. The sting is less, severe, and the hiss of a serpent is less severe. That's just like words. B'chol divram k'gach la'esh, and all of their words are like coals of fire. So what are we worried about over here? We're worried about that a person doesn't degrade the honor or the sage. So the person should be very careful when they're interacting with the sage that they don't do anything that's derogatory or to degrade the honor of the sage, because that's how a person comes to all of these things.